KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street, the former Sears building. At 7:07, we have mostly clear skies, 34 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high around 68. Winds southwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hanson with the check of area and state news. In the news, Red Oak police report three separate arrests took place Sunday. At around 6 p.m., 31-year-old Mildred Eleonora Douglas of Red Oak was arrested for harassment in the third degree. Douglas was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $300 bond. At around 6:45 p.m., 48-year-old Dale Eugene Longnecker of Essex was arrested at Broadway and Ohio Streets in Red Oak for driving under suspension. And Red Oak police arrested 29-year-old Nicholas Gage McPhee of Riverton at around 8:30 p.m. Sunday following a traffic stop. He was found to be driving with a suspended license and transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where bond was set at slightly more than $491. A traffic stop on an SUV in Fremont County at around 1:30 a.m. Sunday resulted in a pursuit, a crash, and the arrest of a juvenile. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office reports a deputy tried to stop a Ford Explorer for not having its headlights on as the vehicle was traveling south on Highway 59 near the Shenandoah Walmart. The driver failed to stop and led authorities on a pursuit that started eastbound on West Nishna Road in Shenandoah at speeds of up to 100 miles per hour. The SUV went out of control near 200th Street and B Avenue and rolled into a ditch and landed on its passenger side. The driver was identified as a 14-year-old male from Essex who had been taking his mother's vehicle while she was sleeping. The unidentified juvenile was taken into custody and transported to the Juvenile Detention Center in Council Bluffs. Fremont County Sheriff's deputies were assisted during the incident by Shenandoah Police and Page County Sheriff's deputies. A regular weekly meeting of the Cass County Board of Supervisors will take place in person at the courthouse in Atlantic tomorrow morning and can be viewed via Zoom, both beginning at 9 a.m. The board has a light agenda, which includes a canvass of the March 2nd CAM School District special election to adopt a revenue purpose statement. Unofficial results last week showed the measure passed by a vote of 170 yes to 12 no. The board will certify those election results on Tuesday, making them official. In other business, County Engineer Trent Walken will provide the supervisors with his weekly report on secondary roads department activities and related news. The Iowa Department of Public Health at 10 a.m. Sunday had reported on the coronavirus dashboard that an additional 418 positive COVID-19 test results were returned from the labs for a pandemic total to date of 367,027. There are also six additional deaths reported for a total of 5,558. Long-term care facility deaths account for 2,193 of the state's total number of deaths. The number of long-term care facility COVID-19 outbreaks was unchanged from Saturday at 10 on Sunday. Hospitalization data show 167 Iowans were hospitalized with COVID, compared to 170 in the previous report. The number of COVID patients in an ICU is down to 35 from 38 previously. There are 31 patients admitted to hospitals over the 24-hour reporting period, compared to 33 previously, and six patients remain on a ventilator. Those are four less than on Saturday. Hospitals in western Iowa and southwest Iowa Sunday reported 18 people hospitalized with COVID, eight in an ICU. Two patients were admitted over the previous 24 hours, and one person had remained on a ventilator. More than 263,782 Iowans are now fully vaccinated against COVID-19. The health department data showed 864,749 vaccine doses have been administered in the state. And Iowa's 14-day positivity rate is 4.0%, while the 7-day rate is 3.9%. It was a year ago today that Governor Kim Reynolds announced the confirmation of the first cases of COVID in Iowa.
The Iowa Department of Public Health and the State Hygienic Lab confirmed Iowa's first three presumptive positive cases of coronavirus.
The first cases were in Johnson County. Dr. Nicholas Moore was working in the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics Intensive Care Unit the night the first COVID patient was admitted to the hospital.
We had a group of nurses and physicians who had been training and preparing for that to happen. But, when our first patient came, obviously we knew that it was starting, and we really had no idea what the next year was going to hold.
The first death of an Iowan who contracted the virus was announced on March 24th, 2020. By early April of last year, 1 in 10 cases of COVID in Iowa were among nursing home residents or staff.
When I think back over the last year, I think about what the preparation of those first few weeks looked like, and just kind of the uncertainty, because we had watched what happened in New York and what happened in Italy. And we really had no idea what that trajectory was going to look like in Iowa.
As of this weekend, state officials had confirmed 5,558 Iowans have died after contracting COVID. By Sunday night, 860,000 Iowans have had at least one dose of a COVID vaccine. The speedy development of those vaccines, as well as treatment options for new disease, is a triumph of science and medicine, according to Dr. Moore.
The end is coming. We look forward to a time when, you know, we can see our friends and family again. We look forward to a time that we can do all the things that we were doing before COVID. But right now, it's still really important that we're following all of the same precautions until we can get our communities vaccinated and until our friends and family can be safe.
By early April of last year, 1 in 10 cases of COVID in Iowa were among nursing home residents or staff. As of Sunday, the state's coronavirus website showed nursing home residents accounted for 39% of the COVID-related deaths in Iowa. Brent Willett is president of the Iowa Healthcare Association, which represents the 436 nursing homes in Iowa.
More than 2,400 people residing in nursing homes and around 35 staff members lost their life to COVID in the last year, which is a completely unprecedented circumstance in the history of our sector. And it's probably fair to say that there's still a lot of shell shock out there.
Everyone who lives or works in a nursing home, he said, who wanted to be vaccinated has gotten a shot. Willett says the conversations are underway about how to prepare for the next infectious disease outbreak.
For example, I think that we need to have a deep conversation about how we regulate and resource infection control preventionists in long-term care facilities. The critical position. We have them now. We need more of them. And we need to find a way to ensure that they can be more active and more proactive in planning for these kinds of eventualities in the future.
On Sunday evening, the state's website tracking coronavirus activity indicated there were COVID outbreaks at 10 Iowa nursing homes, as mentioned a little bit ago. And on the last day of November, 155 nursing homes had outbreaks. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.